Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, real quick, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You know, isn't it interesting we're being led astray again and distracted by the clowns in the circus of politics and the useful idiots in the mainstream media. They're finding cocaine in the People's White House. Distraction, can we all say it together? A distraction to get your eyes off of what really matters here. We know that Hunter's been a part of all of that for a long time. So let's not pretend otherwise. If you want to go to social media platforms really quick, I want to show you something. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Just for the record, before I show this to you, do understand the greatest cocaine traffickers that America has is the CIA. And top levels of the FBI. Just ask me. I was raised in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I moved 37 times. We were always in the welfare level status amongst the people. And when you live in that sort of atmosphere with people like that, you learn things really quick. Now, going back to it, in my later years, I had a friend that was a drug dealer. This was, 25 years ago. And he was one of the biggest drug dealers in Minneapolis. He got all of his drugs from the FBI. The Mexican FBI would bring it over. And they'd also transport the drugs over into tires. And so when you hear this kind of stuff going on, friends, you got to just kind of take a step back and just say, wait a second, who's profiting from this? Is this just another distraction? Yes, it's just another distraction because your government's been guilty of this nefarious conduct for decades in this country. If you've not seen the documentary Cocaine Cowboy, friends, do your best to go ahead and check it out because you're going to find out, friends, that it's the CIA transporting it. Now, if you're on social media platforms really quick, this is a picture of a CIA plane that crashed with 4 tons of cocaine on it. Okay. Now, I also want to say this. Now, they wouldn't be bringing it in if the people didn't buy it. Okay. So the supply is meeting the demand, but these are the ones that are actually behind the throttle, in so many ways to say it, friends, concerning how they're getting it back here into America in supplying that demand. But again, what you're seeing here on social media platforms is a CIA plane that crashed with 4 tons of cocaine on it. A lot of people don't realize that Oliver North was the one that was behind much of the fox in the chicken coop when it came to the transportation of drugs. And again, if you want to go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you, please do it. Go ahead to that of Cocaine Cowboys and check out the Barry Seal story. Even to take it a step further, I brought it up yesterday. There was no greater drug dealers in America outside of George H.W. Bush and that of Clinton's, Bill Clinton, during the time of his criminal incumbency. And I'm talking about Bill Clinton was working hand in glove with the Bushes to transport and import drugs into MENA, Arkansas. They were, in fact, the biggest drug dealers in the United States of America. And, of course, they always want to have control of all of it because that's how they get money for their political campaigns to stay in power. Because for many of them, it's not about money. It's just about the power. But one more time, friends, if you haven't seen this, for those that are still joining us right now, this is a CIA plane that crashed with 4 tons of cocaine. It crash-landed in Mexico on the way to the United States. The authorities were more than a little surprised when they found 4 tons of cocaine on board. As usual, the media overlooks it, the pilot disappeared, and the CIA refuses to comment on the happening. I don't understand, Americans, why people put up with this stuff. Say to me, Bradley, why do you put up with it? Does it sound like I'm putting up with it? Does it sound like I'm standing against it? I've been preaching out against this stuff and exposing this stuff for 23 years. But in this particular case, especially when it comes to transportation of drugs and cocaine trafficking, it's interesting. Again, you can't really blame anybody but yourselves, because if you weren't buying it, they wouldn't be selling it and they wouldn't be importing it. Period. Just want to make clear that this is nothing more than a distraction coming to the useful idiots in the mainstream media once again. Let me rewind just a moment. If you have not seen the Clinton Chronicles, this is all premised on eyewitnesses, those that were actually there, concerning the Clintons and their crime syndicate during that time, and him transporting and importing cocaine into MENA, Arkansas. Go ahead and check out Clinton Chronicles, and the crimes that were committed around that particular area in the process of cocaine trafficking are horrendous, friends, to say the least. And you have eyewitnesses that are willing to tell you what so many are unwilling to tell you. And they have the courage to do it. So take the time to actually see what they were willing to sacrifice themselves to get you, namely the truth that exposes the lie of the corruption that you're putting up with concerning federal government and state governments throughout the United States of America. I want to play this really quick for you because yesterday I highlighted this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I'm going to get to another topic in just a couple minutes here. But you guys did see this. Now, it's a picture of tens of thousands of people in the Georgian Orthodox Church together with the faithful who stood up against the and blocked, by the way, the LGBT procession. And they did not allow the desecration on the streets. In other words, they did not allow the sodomites to have their LGBT QRSTUVWXYZ, whatever they want to reprobatedly define it out to be. But I got some video for you, and what I'm going to do is when we come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to show you where the protest started to put a stop to the LGBT. Now, keep in mind, they're not putting up with what you're putting up with and how backwards it has become, because we are called the light of the world for the very fact that we stood on the side of God's law, we enforced it, we kept his commandments, and we magnified it unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 51:4, to establish righteousness within the gates. You can also bring that to Amos 5:15 as well, Isaiah 26:9. The list goes on, the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. I'm going to play this video, and I'm going to show you where the protest started to put a stop to the LGBT in Georgia. Okay, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Shut off the TV. Shut off your television set, friends, to the propaganda that's being rained down upon you. It's propaganda. It's designed to be a dog and a pony show, circus, the clowns in the circus of politics, smoke and mirrors, distraction. That's all this is premised on. And what are they doing? They're inverting everything. Right? As I've been showing you over the last week, I want to show you again just exactly what I'm talking about on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com. You see the Georgian Orthodox Church together with the faithful people who stood up and blocked the LGBT. Why? Because they understand what they're aiming for, their children. The people in this prospective country, friends, are not going to submit or to forfeit their kids over to a bunch of men that want to be with other men. They're called sodomites, and God clearly condemns it in Scripture 33 times. And if you want to learn from history, go to Jude 1:7. But I want you to check this out. This is the question. Where did the protest start? Where it should have started? Right at the church. Right at the church. Audio's not necessary. And in this particular case, it's really not necessary, but I'll put it on there for you anyways. Notice it's the bishoprics, spiritual overseers, that are leading up the protest against the sodomites in their particular country. And as you can well see, it's not just a little jot or a tittle when it comes to the massive amount of support that they're getting in putting a stop to the sodomite agenda in their country. And there's a reason for it, as I said a moment ago, because they are not going to subject their kids to what God clearly condemns, and common sense comes into play. This is a foreign country acting rightly and standing upright in the face of God, friends, in the face of sodomites. Okay? Look at this. I mean, this is all throughout the country as to what's going on, and I can keep going forward. The people there, the bottom line is this, they're not putting up with it. They're absent. They're tearing down their signs. Why is that, friends? Why are they so adamant against the sodomites? Again, because they understand the end fruit of these individuals is death. Now, I want to show you this because always playing the victims, are they not? And I'm not giving them more attention than they need, but this is proper attention that you need, and you need to hear. Here's a picture right up on social media platforms, and it says, if your religion, it shows a woman with a rainbow eyeliner on, crying, and the tears are the rainbow colors going down her face. And what's written across her cheek is, if your religion teaches you to hate people based on who they love, maybe it's time to find a new religion. Wow! Maybe it's time to find a new religion. Like, if your religion, like, because we're a Christian nation, right? I'm being a little, not hypothetical, but sarcastic with this, because it's so far inverted. It's in the position in the opposite of where it should be. These people have been given the impression that they have a right to tear down God's law and make a prey out of his children. Well, I'm here to tell you the opposite is true. Again, it says, if your religion teaches you to hate people, I want you to remember this, friends. Hate people by telling people the truth? Do you know how many times I give people scripture, especially those that call themselves Christians? And when I hold this scripture, being a faithful witness that delivers souls, you know what they respond with? You don't know me. You don't care for me and my family. Why is it that you preach hate? Really? This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you for preaching my love, saith the Lord God, know that it hated me before it hated you. What Bible are these people ignoring? Folks, this is ridiculous. The sodomites would have you believe that they're the victims. You got to keep this in mind, because I'm teeing this up for my next piece here. Okay? But if your religion teaches you to hate people, in other words, if your Christianity teaches you to tell people the truth, that their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16, in making the choice to want to be as a male, because God made the decision as to what your gender is, Genesis 5:2, but if you're a male and you want to be with another male, God clearly condemns it and he calls it an abomination. I'm not hating on you. Love doesn't ignore the truth. It tells the truth. Hate ignores the truth. As a matter of fact, all crime is predicated upon hate. And yet they want to make you out to be the haters for holding to God's word. And P.S., God is love. And what is the fulfilling of the law, friends? Love. Love is. Don't let these people re-educate you into believing what they're telling you is the truth. Have we not seen enough of their crimes being committed against the children across this country to understand what this is all about? This is about accusing others of what they're clearly guilty of. No question about it. Here's my case in point. Did you guys just see this victory for this woman, Lori Smith? The Colorado website designer, where she just won this victory. Landmark Creative versus Alinas, where a bunch of sodomites wanted to come and tell her what she was supposed to do with her business, and she said she wasn't going to do it. Well, they voted in favor of this individual, Lori Smith, to say that you don't have to do it. Of course you don't. They have a right to refuse anybody that they so choose to refuse in service. See, the government wants to come in there and tell you who you better serve now. That's not their business. Hey, case in point, did you hear during the first segment of the show today of all the numbers, all fictitious, all created, all fabricated out of thin air? The government wants you to believe that 550-some thousand jobs were created by them. I can't find that in the Constitution. Well, let me say it this way. 99% of what you see government do today, it's not in the Constitution. Again, they're assuming authority that's never been given unto them, just like what I'm about ready to show you. What I want you to hear is Lori Smith, the one that received the victory from the Supreme Court, and the decision upholding every American's freedom of speech. Did you know that she's receiving a barrage of increasingly intense harassment, including serious death threats, following the 6-3 ruling by the Supreme Court? She said, especially in the last week, despite the victory last week, she said, I do continue to face horrific attacks. By who? Those that play the victims. She said, I continuously face horrific attacks. People saying they hope I would be raped. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, folks, the sodomites did the same thing with me after MSNBC attacked me not once but twice. They threatened my ministry with a bomb. I had letters coming from other men saying they wanted to pull my hair as they had sex with me. This coming from the sodomites. This is coming from the victims. Read the Bible, study the fruit, and you'll understand who these people are. They're an abomination every step of the way. But because Lori got the victory, she faces horrific attacks. People saying that they wish she would be raped. They want to burn her house down. Oh, they put my house up online too, friends. She said, they know where I live, and they want to come kill me and my family, Ms. Smith told the Epic Times on July 5th in an exclusive interview. Wow! Isn't this insane? How is it that they're the victims? Hey, folks, this is all about inversion. This is all about taking the truth, putting it upside down or in the opposite position, order or arrangement of where it should be. Here, let's go over really quick to Isaiah 5:20, so you understand scripturally what these devils are doing. This is, again, a government-backed agenda. They don't have the law on their side, but the people in this country at large are giving them a free hand to do the things that they're doing by putting men up dressed as women at the head of their military branches. I mean, the list goes on, stacking federal positions, bureaucracies, friends with men that want to be with men and men that want to be with women. And America still doesn't want to listen, even after they've seen them assail their own children. What does Isaiah 5:20 say? Woe, that's a curse. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Is that what you're seeing happening here today? For some reason or another, Americans, the mainstream media's useful idiots and said representatives aren't divulging the information that we're sharing with you today. Why do you think that is? Because they're guilty of it. That's why. We'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. New numbers released by ADP Thursday show the private sector added just under 500,000 jobs in June. That's more than double what analysts predicted and marked the biggest monthly jump since July of last year. The higher-than-expected jumps also comes ahead of the Fed Reserve weighing on whether they'll increase interest rates again after hitting the pause on rate hikes last month. The Department of Labor also set to release their jobs numbers for June tomorrow. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Beijing today on a mission to find common ground for the United States. Her visit comes amid tensions simmering that have prompted both sides to reconsider the deep commercial and investment ties that have defined the relationship for decades. President Biden has been downplaying the Chinese spy balloon shot down by U.S. fighter jets in February. Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
That's right. It is. You know, I see one of my friends on social media platforms right now saying that sometimes you have to keep repeating things. If you remember right in Scripture, Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses, Samuel, Samuel. Men need to be told things 200 times, not just twice, let me tell you. The art of radio, friends, is saying the same things and holding to the truth in this situation, the Word of God and the Constitution, and giving you the resolve to bring about that you say that you so desire, but you're going to have to apply it. For in this country, Americans are the law. And if you don't apply the law, you're going to get a whole lot more of what you see today. And it's called lawlessness, and it's working out for nobody, is it, friends, except for themselves, at least temporarily. We have Bill calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, it's on the same topic you were just talking about.
Amen.
I wanted to let people know, if you've never stood toe-to-toe with this agenda, if you've never stood in protest or even walked up and talked to a supporter of it, then your mindset is tweaked on the idea that these people could actually coexist with you. At the protests out there in Minnesota, the very first lady that I ever saw standing while I was standing out there drove her car right towards me while I was standing on the curb. And talking with some others, even out this way, they don't want to coexist. Either you will accept what they are pushing and help them push it, or they want you gone, out of the way.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. Well, yeah, Bill, you were there with us. By the way, I'm up on social media platforms right now. Alpha News just jumped on, and they actually promulgated the same message. concerning the protest that we had there in Buffalo. I had sent it over to you today earlier, Bill, as well. Take a look at that when you get that. We just appreciate the help that we're getting from other outlets that are exposing the agenda for what it is. Because when you say that either you go along with it or they just want you out of the way, what many people don't realize is they mean that literally. Literally. And by the way, Bill, you're in Michigan right now. Did they pass a bill trying to make it hate speech to speak out against their illegal agenda, which, by the way, in your state statute, it's still in the books that it's illegal to commit the act of sodomy in the state of Michigan?
That's correct. Last time I knew, it was in the committee in the Senate yet. It was passed through the House of Representatives, which is the people's house. And all of our bills in Michigan start on the very top. It says the people of the state of Michigan enact. And then it goes into describe the bill, stating that the people are the ones who put this forth, and we did not.
Exactly.
I've already talked to a couple of representatives, and I've called for the impeachment of all of those who voted for that bill, hands down. And I'll do the same thing in the Senate. When it comes to the floor. And you brought it up before. Even our attorney general is a sodomite. That's clear as day. I've called for her arrest with several sheriffs out there, Ingham County, which is the county our capital is in, and the Capitol Police. They won't touch it. It's interesting out here.
Yeah, it's not just there. It's pretty much everywhere. We got to get in contact with the local sheriffs there to divinely interpose on the behalf of the people and resist it. And if they're not going to resist it, then they leave the people no option but to, allowing them to be put in the corner. They're going to respond accordingly. They have every right under heaven to defend themselves against the crimes of the corrupt inside of the halls of government. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. May I suggest, Bill, not only do you want to have them impeached, but I'd also say go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and seek for their prosecution as well for the laws that they are violating as we speak.
That's right. A little off topic there, Bradley, if I can, regarding a situation that you know of out here regarding my sister. I've been in contact with law enforcement on that back and forth, and several of them have dropped the ball now. I met one law enforcement officer I went and spoke to on Monday, got all my evidence back since they didn't want to do anything with it. But he is hands down the only guy that I know of in our little area out here that is willing to do anything. And he's actually tying multiple crimes. My sister died drug overdose. The drugs were supplied from the same house. I've got the guy's name, all the information. The courts wouldn't issue a warrant because the evidence was based off a month and a half ago. And now to their blood on their hands,
a child
right next door died from the same thing, Bradley.
Yep. Well, this is what happens. I mean, when you overlook justice, this is what's going to happen. The crime's going to spread, and those that are committing the crime, they're going to continuously breed each other, and that's exactly what we're seeing. This is why we have to be the law. If the law fails to serve us, Bill, then we must be the law that serves ourselves, and they're failing to do it. And we're seeing this on so many fronts. This is why we're seeing vigilante justice on the rise, because people are saying the courts are not delivering justice anymore. And I believe more than anything, and it's true to any government, when you fail to do what you promised to do in upholding the law, you lose credit and you discredit yourself in the face of the people. And that's what's happening. And of course, it's all by design. But the bottom line is we would think that we'd have enough common sense and that we're a principled people to understand what's going to happen if we leave off enforcing the law against these crimes under judgment. It's insane. It really, truly is.
That's right. And he had told me as long as they're in their house, they can't do anything about it. And I told him, you know, I'll put myself between you and that guy. If you want him out of the house, I will get him out of the house.
Yep.
And he didn't take me up on that offer yet. I'm hoping someday he will. There's a lot of people that sheriff department knows that I'll go after. I'll put my life on the line to get these people drug back out.
Amen. So. Well, keep us posted, Bill, and then I will We'll talk at you later, and I totally appreciate the phone call. For the sake of time, I need to get to my next topic here, okay? You guys know that, folks, all day long, it's literally, I'm writing three books right now, but all day long, I'm scrolling social media platforms, what's applicable, what's credible, what do we need to put down, and I brought this in parallel to some books that I showed you about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, concerning political sermons in which our forefathers used to preach on topics concerning what they were dealing with in the colonies during the inception of this country. And it's what we do 6 days a week. They did it probably once or twice a week. I have the responsibility of bringing it to you every single day, actually 6 days out of the seven every week that we have. And I see a lot of stuff on social media platforms. And you know that when I see this kind of stuff, I always correct it. And I was just telling you a couple minutes ago, it's interesting how when I correct their version of what the Bible says in P.S., nine times easily. Okay, I'll give them eight times out of ten. They don't even know what the word is. But it's higher than that. The people that debate with me, do you realize, friends, that we cannot debate the Word of God? Have you ever heard of deconstructionism? You know what this is? It's where people sit in a circle, they read the Word, a little bit of it, right? A bunch of pigeons picking peas. They take the ones they like and then they throw the ones away that they don't like. This is prevalent throughout the American church. But they'll sit in a circle, and then someone will say, well, what does that mean to you? Do you know what I'm talking about? And the reason I say eight times out of ten, the answer given that creates a debate shows you they're enemies of the cross of Christ. They're not obedient to the Christ. The Bible says, to he who hath the Son hath life. And they're trying to figure out why they have no life. It's because they're not obedient to the Father and to the Son. Read 1 John, the whole scripture. This is the commandment that we, what? This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Well, people that don't keep his commandments, and those that are outside of Christ, they want to give you their opinion about what the Word says, not understanding the cross connected to those scriptures in any sense of the word. Let me say it this way. What ratifies the word, friends, and what the Holy Ghost bears witness to is the blood-bought covenant that Jesus Christ established. Period. Period. No blood, no salvation. No blood, no salvation, just so you all understand. Revelation 1:5, read it. Hebrews 9:22, read it. 1 John 1:7, read it, friends. It's all there. And we can get into the blood. We'll have another conversation on that. But again, what I want to do is I want to get back to this. Deconstructing the Word is giving your opinion as to what the Word says when it doesn't mean what you say. And when you look at Scripture, friends, you'll see continuously. It's always bothered me. When people open up the Word of God for debate, I can tell you right here, those people don't understand the Word. And the word know means to know a man as a woman. The Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Jesus within us is not going to contradict what the Holy Ghost is doing, friends. He's not going to deconstruct the Word of God to make it what men want it to be, easier for them, or it doesn't apply to them, or this is what I think. No, they have no understanding. Here, let me give you a prime example of this. Here's a brand new one. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I fail. Yes, I struggle. But I'm God's mess, and God can turn a mess into a masterpiece. I responded back to this individual and I said, you're not a Christian, and what you're trying to sell, you don't have, and what you're doing is playing a dangerous game because you're trying to preach something that you yourself don't understand. It tells us in Isaiah 52:11 that the Lord only sends clean, sanctified, and anointed vessels of God. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Does this post look like this individual understands life? Do you think this individual has any idea of taste and see? that the Lord is good in any sense of the word. If you've seen a person say, I'm a Christian, but I make mistakes. Yes, I fail. Yes, I struggle, but I'm God's mess, and God can turn a mess into a masterpiece. What this person is doing is leaving everything up to the Lord and not responding to the gospel, the good news that's been given unto him. And 9 times out of 10, why? Because he's never been given the bad news. That's what a faithful witness does, so he can understand the good news, the gospel. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, is exactly why the world laughs at the professed church. Yes, I'm a Christian. No, you're not. Yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I fail. Yes, I struggle. Well, I didn't know that we were supposed to grow down in our excuses. I thought we were supposed to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shameful. Shameful conduct. Embarrassing. I mean, can you imagine a man like that or a woman posting something like that to her husband? Listen, I know that I'm your husband, but, you know, I make mistakes sometimes, and I might fail. I might end up cheating on you because I struggle with it all the time. Isn't that why the Lord said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God in James 4:4? This is how ridiculous this is, friends. It truly is. 2 Corinthians 5:11 tells us, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Oh my goodness, that's the New Testament. It surely is. knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Isn't that interesting? Here's another one for you. I thought you might like to see this one. Just imagine this in any household in America. The Bible isn't a rule book. It's a love letter. It's the story of God's heart for his people. Really? It's a rule. It's a love letter. It's not a rule book. Really? Wow. When I go over to by the way, the Torah, it teaches us nothing but law and judgment. Okay? There is rules, absolutely. In every household in America where a father and a mother love their children, there's rules in that household. Right? And I'm not talking about law. I am talking about grace because I'm going there right now. Right? But the fact of the matter is God chastises those that he loves. That's what he does with his children. Right? That they might be partakers of his holiness, perfecting them by the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5, renewing them, regenerating them. Let me say it this way, creating in them clean hearts and renewing right spirits. But guess what, friends? Those that are born of the Spirit, guess what they're going to hold to from the heart? That form of doctrine that's been given unto them. How is it that the American church excuses themselves from the obvious? And you can see it in culture today. Look what they've raised up. They have raised up this culture, culture of excuses, culture of a reproach to the living God because of what they've seen concerning them that have gone before them. And it, again, is shameful. Jesus said, if we're in Christ, if you keep my commandments, Jesus said to us, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Wow! Doesn't it tell us in Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But what did Paul say right after that in Romans 6? First of all, he started out Romans 6 with saying that we are not to sin. We are not to commit the act of sin. Christ is the standard. Excuses are not. Right? Isn't that what he said? Yeah. And then what did he say in 1 Corinthians 9:27? That he considered himself to be a castaway if he didn't practice what he preached. He didn't give himself over to sin, friends, willfully. That's called high-handed sin, Numbers 15. And you will be cut off. Also put that up against Hebrews 10:26 because it is applicable. And 1 John 3:6 tells us this, he that saith he abideth in him sinneth not. Sin if not, everything we do is make a choice. Isn't it amazing to which your heart is attached to, how you're obedient to get it, or to have more of it, or to be with it? That's right. Your treasure is where your heart is. And if your heart is truly given unto the Lord, and you sought him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, you're surely not going to be posting, the Bible isn't a rule book, it's a love letter. Well, the love that the Bible teaches is the fact that it's rules to his kids because he loves them, not because he hates them. Remember, God gave his law because he loves us, not because he hates us. Well, I can hear some individual contradict himself every step of the way. Bradley, that's just not true. Well, let me ask you something, genius. Are you sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments? Are you? Well, those that will not be ruled by the word of God will be ruled by tyrants. How's that working out for you? Do you think anybody wants what you have? That's licentious. That's not freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Jesus said that he maketh men free, and he makes them free indeed to do what? The will of the Lord. They're free in the Spirit to live out the will of the Lord, not the will of the flesh. Put that up against John 3:6 as well. Listen to this. The law was given through Moses, John 1:17. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord your God will raise up unto you like a prophet from among you, for from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. It tells us the exact same scripture in Acts 3. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall, listen carefully, this is grace. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet, Jesus, shall be destroyed from among the people. Wow! Maybe that's why it says back and again in the book of Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What? That's right. That's right. Anybody sick of this yet? Anybody sick of this false exhibition of who Christ isn't? All these people all day long talk about scriptures and they take them out of context. And then when you try to correct them, oh, you don't care for me. Why all the hate, Bradley? Wait a second. All doctrines given by the inspiration of what? God. 2 Timothy 3:16. For what? For doctrine. For reproof. For correction, for instructions in righteousness. These are a bunch of antinomianists. You know what that is? They have no regard for God's moral law whatsoever. Why? Because they hate his government and they love the government of the tyrants that they're enslaved to. Do you remember when the Pharisees said, we'd be enslaved to no man? This is the Pharisees speaking to Jesus. The Pharisees were the religious hypocrites of the day. And Jesus told us to beware of them. Mark 8:15. We're not enslaved to anybody. We're not enslaved to the Romans. We're not in servitude to them. Folks, they were totally enslaved. And what did they do? They were the ones that called forth the execution and the crucifixion of the Lamb of God. The sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Crucify him! Crucify him! They went so far in their rage, friends, as they actually said, his blood be upon us. Folks, that's the definition of madness. But it's happening all day in America. The church doesn't even know what love is, friends. They want to talk about love all day long, but yet you see none of it. And then when you try to love on them according to Scripture, they say, look it, you're just hating on me. What are you doing this for? No wonder where the sodomites are getting it from. No wonder where the useful idiots are getting it from. No wonder where corrupt politicians are getting it from. It all starts at the church. And we have a responsibility because the church is called to bring the answers to the world, Isaiah 58, verse 12. We are not put on this earth, friends, to spread more darkness and confusion. We're called to give forth the word of God, holding forth the word of life, and setting men free, if they so choose, to take heed to his word. Everything that Christ does is love. Hey, folks, guy says to me one day, so how do you know he is really God? I remember Keith Green saying the same thing, and of course, this is all I've got. Paul said the same thing. Let me give you the answer. I know he's the real God. I know he's the only God because he's the one that changed me. He's the one that broke me down into 1,000 pieces that he might build me up into the image and the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. And when I see that image and I understand that image, my love, the heart that he's given me by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, doesn't tolerate false doctrine. And if you're truly born of the Spirit of God, your love is not going to tolerate it neither, because we are alive and we have the same Father and we call him Abba Father. And that's what unites us, not divides us. Folks, read 1 Corinthians 1:10. We're supposed to have the same heart, the same mind, and the same judgment. There is to be no schism, division in the body. Also read Ephesians 4:1 when you get a moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back tomorrow sometime, and I am going to highlight how does grace glory? Does it glory in men making excuses for their sin? No, if you want to see grace glory, then you see what the power of grace has done to the worst of sinners. How has God transformed that man into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ? In his excuses? Nope. Absolutely not. In Christ. That's how grace is glorified. Not in their excuses, but what the Christ has done through men and women since the very beginning of time. That's how the Christ is glorified. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.